is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle market?
Well, our cattle market really was disappointing today, you could say, Leslie, as we did not see the upside we'd hoped for, considering the big downside we saw in the grain market. Now, Friday's cattle on feed and cattle inventory report were both slightly negative, but not really enough to justify this much downside, considering the grains were lower. Now, boxed beef at mid-morning was $1.43 higher on choice, 74 cents higher on select, had a movement of 57 loads. We saw an estimated cattle killed day of 108,000 head. When you get past that, pretty hard to find anything out there newsworthy to pass along. On the close today, August live cattle were unchanged. October live cattle, 15 cents lower. August feeder cattle were down 92 cents. October feeders were down $1.35. And after mixed trade, October lean hogs ended 47 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Rod Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Tom, what led to the downside across the grain markets?
Leslie, once again, we saw a second straight session of lower lows and lower closes for the current slide to the downside in the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. And long liquidation is the main thing behind this sell-off, plus the long liquidation is being spurred by improved weather in the Midwest, the fact that China is continuing to have concerns about their economy over there. The charts are negative. The selling is hitting sell stops. It's just hard to find anything at the moment that's slowing this market down. As today, we saw September and December Casey wheat 8 cents lower. September Chicago wheat down 9 1/4. September corn down 19 1/2. December corn down 19 1/4. August soybeans 30 lower. November down 31 3/4. And December cotton 89 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, on the Radio Oklahoma Network with your market wrap-up.